Amener Isaac à le payer, si les coups compresses, so il va te dire, il va te dire, il deal with your loyal. So, paragraph final. Il sait sur le marché que ça finirait, il m'en sous l'obé à la nido, il y a des obaux de l'obé, comme il te chayo de l'obé, il y a des chasses qui font le chatin, il y a un monde de l'équipe, il y a des gens qui ont été en train de se faire, il y a des gens qui Pio Sherashe bin Avad Mamita, bin Nasi Zeno Bidiose, Rakhole, Rekit Gam Kulai, bin Tein Kosh, bin Rege Fahanido, bin Rinito Atio, the same Shairo Devali collection of Rege Fahareo bin Arayis Leomis, so the Oche Imi Bishtamo Di Dregi, Achanar Amroso, Remi of the Arayis Leomiso, so Matsimo Iti Bin Avshay Shomei, suppose one would be a husband who would try to be Yamis his own wife while she's a man. She allowed to kill the husband if she has no other way. So they're still in the same child. If he knew the Nisar Arayas, so the same aloche of Freddy Sacharov and Arayas. Of course, if it's designed so, then there is no heter Arayas of Reyes. If it's Freddy Sacharov and Shish, he died so. There is no heter Arayas. Only when he tries to rape an elbow now. But suppose the husband tries to rape his own wife while she's a leader. Whether there is a heter of mitzvah asur nafsh. So he says, Rashi says, explains in Moreh Sanhedrin, someone is in God who is in the Sahara, Mono, the Amso, so no mitzvah asur nafsh. The Moreh. So Rashi says, because the blood, because she doesn't become a zayman, the blood is not a mamzer, even though the blood is a whole, but not a mamzer. So what does Rashi mean? In other words, that's a semen, it's not. The fact that the blood is a mamzer is a semen for I. Seen as the blood not a mamzer. So he says, so the male by Nido, certainly is not a rayas in Lohim Tlatul Nafshi. So the male, it's not the oil of Yadir, but it's Yadir of Yor. It's Yadir of Yor. Now, the Bishyotah, however, is not like that. Because the Bishyotah says that Efshir, according to the Rambam, that he killed Bosor, he's not some of the rayas, it's about the rayas. So maybe he didn't give a show in the Rastaide. So the Rabbon on his up is right the right. But so it is only if he himself, if also if they will be on his own. So it's your way out there. But according to the Rambam, even if an Amos forces a Jew to be born or a wish to need them, so it's Yadav on your way. So how can we say up is right the right? So we see from the Bez Yosef that the Bez Yosef takes it for granted like the Shita of the Ritual. The telling is, and the Adonaisa, how is it that Adonaisa? I mean, he says of a Pashut, he doesn't mention, and he changes his speeches, this vision, the Messiah, the Shach, he doesn't even mention. And he's a belly on the Shach too. The Shach is a Chubis, the Yeshua. And he discusses that question. And then he comes to the conclusion that it's Yavala Yore, it's not a Rayez. Here he mentions the Messiah, he doesn't mention. So maybe because it's not his concern now. this question. This is a separate question. All right. All right. Okay, thank you. Yes, I want to discuss the connection with the capitalist world. Now, yesterday, I pointed out that the Piazza mentions the name of several Portuguese, Castro, and others, Charles Michaud, and that the Piazza also, so they say, I mean, they are Martin, the Piazza is really kind of Martin Bionni, because Martin Bionni goes so far as to say, that he told the device, he told the device, he's from Moncare, the other device also eats, so then he moved there in the bar to eat, even from the same care with the Stelido, as long as the other. So then it's not an intimate relationship, because the other device also eats from the same care. So the children says, no, we cannot be made of so much, but to eat from the same shulchan, he says, without the heker, to eat from the same shulchan, without the heker, that we can eat, the others also eat from the same shulchan. Because then it's not an intimate relationship. If just the husband and the wife eat from the same shulchan, so then it requires the heker. But if the other wife who eat from the same shulchan, so then without it's not necessary to have the heker. This is what I mean, that's the basis for the court. But when you look at the tool, so it seems that the tool does not agree with it. Now let's see. The tool, Simon Cook Tarik. Haya bodom lifres me ishte the late motto. Because according to the Rambam, the whole Easter is only to eat from the same car. So he doesn't pass by the Rambam. We ask the Yomim of Shay. So Hoyole and Shulchonis Tanis Kolechot with Bad al Shulchonis. Avoloid, Shall we give him Rabin Lechil al Shulchonechot, Mutter, who will watch Yasu Shumheta? Gen Shepir is going up for the Bad and you should go to the Mehekia, come from the Kitab Hayes. So the Torah says, that now that we reveal him Rabbi Lechel al Shulchan Echot, so then with the heck out of life. In other words, if the derech is that everyone eats on one Shulchan, a husband and wife also eat on one Shulchan, so then it's also for husband and wife, they need also to eat from the same Shulchan, even with the heck out, even if he put something between her and between him and her. But Machenke will have big shulchan, and the other Mibayis also eat from the same shulchan. So then it's mutter with the heker, but the heker is required. But all these possibilities, the Jewish army, the Marikas, or the Atheists, they say that we don't even need a heker. But there is no spirit. There is no spirit, because here the Torah says, Vidafke v'yomim olisheni, שהוילם שולחון נסתנו, כל אחד לבד על שולחון. אבל מידנה, שרגילים רבים לאכל על שולחון לאחות מותר. He doesn't say, מותר בלבד שיעשו שמהתר. So he doesn't say, שרגילים רבים לאכל על שולחון לאחות, מותר כשאחיר עם הילכים על השולחון, ובלבד שיעשו שמהתר. In other words, the two could have reference to a case where just husband and wife. But the derech today is that not that everyone eats from a small table for by itself, but all the nevayis eat from the same big table. So the melee, So the mail if everyone eats from one small table, so then it would be hecker if it does. But in view of the fact that today the practice is that husbands and wives do not eat from one little table, but they eat from the same table as the Nevi'im, it's the outside body. Some male is not such a, so it doesn't represent such an intimate relationship. When husband and wife eat from a big table, even though they are all by themselves, there are no other guests, there are no other Levites, just husband and wife. But seems the derech is that when there are others, they also eat from the same big table. So the mele, he does not represent such an intimate relationship as when husband and wife eat from one little table. So because of that, a heker is required. But when is a heker required? I mean, all these questions will say, when is a heker required? Only if the husband and wife are the only ones who eat at the table. There are no others present. So without the heker, it's still conducive to have a dog, because they are all alone eating from the same table. So immediately heker is required. The heker is required. Mashenke, but these posting that is Chechuve, the Birkiyeh says, Marie Castro, they have reference, they don't say just because the derech is that all the people who are in the bayis eat at one table. They have reference to a case where actually you have other people eating at the same table. So then you don't need the heker. You see, when you need the heker, the two will require the heker only if there are no others eating at the table, just husband and wife. So then a heker is required and the heker is not. But if there are others eating at the same table, then there is no need for a heker. So in other words, the tour is not saying what the Pispechuba says. And this Pispechuba is the basis for the universal practice, I mean that husband and wife eat without any heker, if there are others. But if there are children, if there are no children, if there are no visitors, there are no guests, so then, even when husband and wife eat at the one big table, so they should set up a heker. Alright, now, in connection with Kin and Kuk Tzadik Vov, so in order to understand this, I forgot to mention it to you yesterday, we have to go over a Mishnah. A Mishnah that Samachet Samed Aleph. That Samachet Samed Aleph, in Perek HaKeneiku. Nido Shebotko Atzmo Yerushvi Shach, Umoto Teo, Uvein Hashmo Shezmo Yerushvi ולאחר יומים בודקו ומוצות ליום. הרי יחס כפתר. In other words, suppose a needle. So on the seventh day, of the Yoso, so she would dedicate herself. In other words, when did the discharge begin? 7 days before. And this is already, it's already the seventh day since the discharge started, the flow started, and she made it to care, and she found herself free. But Mamish, just a few minutes before Shkia, she did not make any decay, but early in the morning, on the seventh day, as of the beginning of the flow, so she made it decay and found herself free. But just a few minutes before Shkia, she did not make it deep. And then, days later, she makes it deep. Let's say on the 11th day, the 12th day, I mean, doesn't make any difference where. And she finds herself bound. So the question is, do we assume that in as much as all she wasn't, and even though on the 7th day she made it deep, she found herself free, but Somuch within Hashmoshe, she did not make any tikkun. And then 2 days later, 3 days later, 4 days later, She made him be clean. She found herself unclean. Maybe she was unclean all the time. All right, in the morning on the seventh day, she was clean. But maybe she had a discharge soon afterward. Or in view of the fact that on the morning of the seventh day, she was clean. So maybe she is the cheska stale. But now, let's say on the 12th day, the 13th day, the 14th day, she makes a big and find herself unclean. So it's only now. But of course, we got itame, so we have to be itame, makes lace, because that's the aloche of the chachom. So a special tachone, we got itame. But we are not cheshish lima freya. In other words, we consider her the cheska steho, even though she was in Edom, and her mayon was in mayon posua. But on the seventh day in the morning, she found herself clean. So that's the law. Mito shebot kaz moyim shvii shach umot ateo. Ubin ashmoshes moyim kris. Ula hayom imbot po umot sotmeyo. Harei dches kasteo. Bot po atzmo. Vyim shvii shach umot sotmeyo. So suppose if on the seventh day in the morning she makes a ticket. She makes a ticket. So she found herself. She found herself unclean, who been ashmoshes loyim kris. But then, just before shkia, she didn't make any tikkun. Ulachas man, let's say, on the eighth day, the ninth day, the tenth day, she made some tikkun matzotzot teiro. So then we say, haris becheskas meyo, because after all, she had the mayim posua. And on the seventh day, she made a tikkun, and she was still unclean. But on the 12th day she made a decay. Had she made a decay before she on the seventh day and found herself clean or right, then it would have been a different matter. But she didn't make any decay before she on the seventh day. On the 12th day, the 13th day, the 14th day, she made a decay and found herself clean. So we say, only now she is clean. But until that moment, she's out. So in other words, so she it's a real suffix, so it's making a right. Now, the Mishnah says, Unikama Meisleitz and Kidot Kideh. Now, this certainly, so Rashi points out, the expression Unikama Meisleitz and Kidot Kideh could not have reference to the second halochet, the second case. Because in the second case, she is the Cheskas Tneyo. So it's not only Unikama Meisleitz, she is Unikama all the time, the Mafreya. So Mitame Meisleitz says reference relates to the Reishit, to the first case, where she was made Dike in the morning, followed herself Teo. And then, let's say on the 13th day, she made a Dike and she found herself Teo. So she is the Cheskas Teo until the 13th day. But Mitame is, so Mitame Meisleitz, like all Noshi who make it Dike, who have the Cheskas Teo and make it Dike, they find themselves unclean. So Loki was there, not like Shaman, not like Hila, but Mitam Israel. Mashenkin, in the case of the Seife, in the second case, so then it's not Mitam Israel only. It's Mitam Israel, Ligamre, because they are, she is the Cheskas Meyo, Ligamre. Alright. So, Mitam Israel, Hila has reference to the first case. Deviation of Eset, Ayashat. Alright. So that's the Tanakama. So what's the Tanakama? Tanakama says, that Trino Shepot Vaatzmo Yim Shvi Ishach Umotza Sateo Uben Hashmosh Yisro Yim Kriso Ulach Hayom Yim Potko Umotza Tmeyo Ari Yim Chet Sateo. But how about Shepot Vaatzmo Yim Shishi Yim Hami Shishachri Yim Yivi Shachri Yim Shri Shishachri Yim Shein Shachri? That is how the Kamer doesn't say, and there could be a big difference, because the seventh day, so it's there is a relative great distance between the time when her mayon became niftach and the seventh day. So maybe we could say only if it's Nido Shepot Fa'atzmo Yim Shvi Shachri Umotza Soteo. So then we say her mayon is already completely suspect. So maybe if a few days later she makes a ticket and she finds herself unclean, so only that moment she becomes unclean. But if, let's say, she makes a dikah on the second day as of the beginning of the flood, and she finds herself shakri, clean. And then, and she doesn't make any other tikkun before Shkia, Amina, any of one day. She just made one tikkun the second day. So then we could say that Tanekame would agree that she's not the Chesed-Tehor. Because after all, she had a mind for Suach, and she only made one tikkun. So that doesn't establish. Tanekame only says, in the case of Tidushin Bodkas, for you, Shvi Shachri. So it's already a number of days removed from the beginning, from the opening of the Mayan, from the time that the Mayan opened. So the Mele, we assume that she's a tail. So even though a few days later she finds herself unclean, so we say she only became unclean that moment. But in case if she made it begin the second day, then after calling her account. All right. Now, so this is what Tanakama says. That what fast for you should be shakri is the most of the day off. Will be actually washing for you to be so. Like a young boy who was a player in the day off. Only the Shri Shakri, but not any other day. Now the Jude is even more mighty. And he says, even if she is what for us more than Shri Shakri, when it's already 7 days, in the 7 days since the Mayon was Nifta, and she found herself clean. But if a few days later she finds herself unclean, so then maybe the Mayon was never Nifta. It just happened that at that moment she didn't find any doubt. So this was Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda, unfortunately, the speech of Itayo, Minamin Cheol Mayro, Harezu Becheska, May. Now, what does it mean in Amir Chelo Lemailo? In Amir Chelo Lemailo, so there are two pshat in the Sheikh. The Rosh says, now all the Sheikhs agree, all the Sheikhs agree that it does not mean Michov Deilo. Michov Deilo means 12:30 in an Equinox day. A Chot Yisho after Chatzon. But then there is a Michov Tano. Michov Tano is in an equinox day is 3:30. Teisha shoyis umer in an equinox day. 3:30. So the Berkabayis and the Arishayim who agree with the Berkabayis, the whole, they say that Namichol Mailo means from the beginning of the Michal Tano, from 3:30 on, from Chashes Loshe and the Ravid of the Nore, it's Mashma. That Minamin Chol Mayo doesn't mean from the beginning of the Hektano, but it means the soap of the Minchol. That means Somach Lishkiye. What is called Somach? So Somach Lishkiye is called half an hour before Shkiye. Somach Lishkiye is called half an hour before Shkiye. Before Shkiye. Now the Oruch HaShulchan says that from Rashi, that from Rashi, that Samar Gimel, it's mashma that Rashi explains Namichol Mailo after Hatzei. But Rashi really does not discuss this expression in Namichol Mailo. Rashi expresses and discusses there that Samar Gimel on the day. Another expression of Namichol Mailo, that does not necessarily mean that just because Rashi explains another expression, that this expression of Michal Mailo has the same meaning. Meichateis, and we should say that. So the Mele, he doesn't present any sphere. All right. But we have these jobs. So the Buday, a culturally efficient title, Minamichal Mailo, Harez of Cheskatme. So he's more Machmir than Tanekame. Tanekame says that he's been in Ashini. He's in Ashini. She made a dick and found herself free. And then, even though Pinash Moshe, some of Pinash Moshe, she did not make any new decay. And then, let's say, on the next day, or 2 days later, 3 days later, 4 days later, she makes a decay and finds herself unclean. So we do not, we are not chenshesh. Maybe Hermayon was not nistam as yet. It was just an accident, the fact that she found herself clean on the early, the 7 days. So But Rav Yehuda is chilek, and Rav Yehuda says, no, that even if the tikkun is made on the seventh day, when does the tikkun determine that her mayon is already in mayon sosu, and she is already b'cheska she'ein oreyo, b'cheska she'ein oreyo, only if the tikkun on the seventh day is made in amichol mayon. Whatever amichol mayon means, whether amichol mayon means after 3:30 or amichol mayon means after half an hour prior to Shkia, whatever. Whatever Namichol Mayon. But if the decay is made early, even though it's on the seventh day, that does not determine, that does not establish that the Mayon is already done. So he is Machmir. It's again Tanikam. Then we have the third time, the Chachomim. The Chachomim, Afil, Bishnai, Winidoso. In other words, the Amor may kill the Tanikam. Tanikam is a Yishapotkat Moyim Shdisha. So they already had been, because a woman, I mean, that the Torah says, the Rambam pointed out, the Torah says, we will see that the Torah calls Biloy Eitz Nidos. Biloy Eitz Nidos. So that means that it's not the Rambam says, that if a woman sees down in Yimei Zivet, So it's glorious to doctor because it's not natural, it's abnormal. Now there's something the matter with it. Because when a woman sees down, so that termination, that's a period. So some women can have it flow for one day, some for two, some for three, some for four, some for five, and some for six, and some for seven. But if they have it flow for more than seven, that's not normal. That's the lawyer. That the lawyer is Nidosa. The lawyer is Nidosa. So the melee, so the less, so the longest interval that the woman can menstruate when she has the period is 7 days. So the melee, that the Kami says, if it's forced by Asmo, it's still shakti. So she is bound to stop that day. So the melee, so if she made a ticket early in the morning and she stops, so it's a Hayekure. According to the Kami, that the Mayon is already Nista. Machen came the previous day, so many women continue to have it flow for another day. So mainly if she made the tea on the sixth day early in the morning, it does not determine that the mind is also. Machen came the Chachomim day, the Chachomim memory, a few of the Shnaim when it also, but for lots of days, even on the second day of the flow. So it's true that most women, when they have the period, so they have it flow for more than 2 days. So because of that, Tanakhama holds that if the decay is made, not some of women are shmoshes, but it's made early in the morning, so then it doesn't determine that the Hamayon is already mixed up. Maybe it just happens that now she didn't sit down, but she'll have another discharge in accordance with the tendency of most women. This is what Tanakhama said, Chachamim say no. Inasmuch as the tikkun was made on the second day, and she was clean, so that determined, even though the tikkun was made on the second day, early in the morning. So that determines that the mind is already Nisma, even though she didn't make any other tikkun. And then, let's say, on the tenth day, she made the tikkun, found herself hungry, so we say, according to Chachamim, at that time she became married. Chachamim after the Shnayim and Yosef, what for what the Teiro and Hashmoshim for Yisrisho, Lachazman, what for what the Tmeyo, Harei Zu Bechet Tate. Now let's see the Rashi. Lo Yisrisho, lo Yipot Paat, lo Hapti Mita. Harei Zu Bechet Tate, lo Yom Shimutayim. Ita Riseo She Nodoben, Lachaz She Tov Lo, Bilo Yot Shmini Teire, Yashu Ude Chazoy, O Mitam O Meitrei. So that, going that relates to the first case. Harei She Tov, Ito Meach Hayomim, what for what the Tmeyo. So she's Teiro, the Chazkas Teiro. But with David Tavis, so with Rabbono, with David Israel, like every other Rishon who finds herself made. With David Israel, he is a few of the Shnai, the Chomitei, a few of the Shnai, and he does not. But, Shachri, to most of the Tehrob, and Hashmosh, and when he flees, so he's dying to go, but I don't import for most of the Tehrob, have he to adapt to the Chesh of the Tehrob. He shows his back like this, with the Kami Shvili Yud, in the Rosso, because Shachri, I will show you it, or the Yud, I feel it when he says, I will change the way, how about Shishi, Hamishi, Rivi, Shishi? So it means not Abkeshenilo. So he means even Shishilo. But why didn't say Abkeshenilo? Because the Chachamim mentioned Shishilo. In other words, so according to the Kamen, only Shishilo. Because women don't have a flow after the seventh day. So the Mele, even though the Bikr was made early on the seventh day, so it's already determined, established the Cheska sale. All right. Rabbi Yehuda, Afilo Bika Shvi Shachri for Nitaro, Akitab Kuz Bina Shmoshi. So we see, Rabbi Yehuda doesn't even use the Loshin, Bina Shmoshi. Rabbi Yehuda uses the Loshin Kosher in the speech of Bitairo Min Amicha Umayro. Where did Rashi get Bina Shmoshi for Rabbi Yehuda? If you tell on the Orcha Shulchot, that he says, because of the Rashi Dav Samadimu, where Rashi explains, not an expression of Minamin Chol Mayro. He doesn't have reference to this being, something else. There he has reference to Gabi Veste. We would know if a woman was accustomed to see Dam at a certain time, and then at that time expired, so Minamin Chol Mayro, so there Rashi says, he doesn't have reference to this case, but Rashi is much more the contrary. This Rashi is more machmir than the other Rishayim, who say that Namin Cholmayo means from the beginning of Minchas Tana, after 3:30. From Rashi is much more, he says that the point of view that Namin Cholmayo means Somuch to Bin Hashmosh. That means, what does it mean Somuch to Bin Hashmosh? Heaven now, within heaven now, to Bin Hashmosh. But Rabbi Yehuda doesn't even use the expression in Ashmosa. He uses Namin Chol Mayro. So he means that Soifamin or not. The law explains that in the Kabbai is Chilas Minchotano. And he says it can be, since according to Rashi, it means Soifamin Chotano. It can be Minchotano, it can be Minchotano, it can be Minchotano. It means Soifamin Chotano. What does it mean Soifamin Chotano? So it means some of the shtir, some of the shtir. Rabbi Yehuda, a few of the shtir shakri for the tara shetab in the shmoshe. Rabbi Yehuda, a few of the shtir. But, so it's mashma, that even the according to the Chachamim was the biggest shtir. So only from the second day the shtir was made early in the morning. But suppose the shtir will be made on the first day, she had the flow on the first day, but he had the flow, let's say, the stone, the Tisha started, let's say, 5 minutes after 6 in the morning, and she made the DK 7 o'clock in the morning. And she found herself free. So then, and she didn't make any other tickets. And then, on the 12th day, she made the DK and found herself monthly. So then, even the Chachamim Basroi would agree that she, we have to the change that she was free all the time. Even as much as the tikkun was made on the same day when the flow started, so the fact that this tikkun was free doesn't establish that the mayor was already nistam. If the tikkun was made early on the second day, so she had 1 day of the flow, and this is the second day, so then it does establish the Kodesh HaKodesh HaKodesh that the Mayor was this time. But if it was made on the first day, not. But there is one Tanner who holds, who is even more medical than the HaKodesh HaKodesh. And he holds that if the decay is made early on the first day, on the day when the flow started, and then soon after, early in the morning, she made the decay and she didn't find anything, so it also establishes her the Cheskasteiro, that the Mayon was it. Who is that Anas? That's Rebbe. Now we turn to Dr. Mechesom et Zerit. Rebbe Yehuda, Tani, that after the Tudah, after the fourth Tudah, Tani, Omer Olay Rebbe Yehuda, Yilmol Le Yodeo Munochis Beinel, Kol Bin Hashmoshe, Yodra Apeinu. In other words, so what does it mean, Yodeo Munochis Beinel, Kol Bin Hashmoshe, that means, if she puts in a piece of cloth before she eats and it stays there the whole Bin Hashmoshes. That's the meaning of Yedeo Monochet Binel or Kobin Hashmoshes. So you're baffled. Ach, so primär in Sinus Gedero Rosso. Mali is Tisha Vitaro. Bizayo, in Amincho Mailo, Mali is Tisha Vitaro. Berishe. Berishe. So that way, so the Castanitano, you said to review the. Review the, in other words, he so machen wir, so they are made, they hold that even the ticket was made early in the morning on the second day. So, and no other ticket was made. So that also determines that a mayor is a mayor sosimore. And even though, let's say on the 9th day, the 10th day, the 11th day, she makes a ticket find herself uncle. So we say, at that time, on the 9th day, on the 10th day, the 11th day, she became uncle. But her beauty is hell. So they can understand, they say to her, we can understand your point of view that you are hell. But Monifshah, if you are healing against us, why are you making in case where the Dike was made in Amichol Milo? So what does it mean in Amichol Milo? Amichol Milo, so that took shot. So what Pshat in Amichol Milo means after 3:30? And with other Pshat, the Dike Chumre in Amichol Milo means half an hour prior to Shkir. But even though the piece of cloth didn't stay inside the whole Benashimot, let's say 29 minutes before Shkir, she put in a piece of cloth and she immediately took it out. She immediately took it out and it was free. So then if the beauty will agree that she's the Cheskas Teo. And even though later on she'll make a big and find herself Teo, so we'll say only later on she became Teo. Not now, but all the time she was Teo. So they say in the Monevshah, if you are here on earth in regard to the case where the Dika was made 6 o'clock in the morning and she found herself clean, you should apply the same model in regard to the case where the Dika was made 5 minutes before Shkia too, and it was taken out and the piece of cloth was taken out immediately. But you should say she's the Ches Kasteiro only in a case where your devil monoches be narrow called the where the piece of cloth stays inside the whole Benashmoket. But why are you Mayfield in the case of Benamin Chalamailo, even though it wasn't your devil Munochin Benel? So the Gemara said, Achshav, so, Tanya Omer Abdel, you know your devil Munochin Benel, called Benashmoket, your father, Achshav, the Imam is with the devil or Achshav. Mali is the Tzav Bitaro Bitaien, Benamin Chalamailo, Mali is the Tzav of the Vishen. So the Gemara said, Kashi, the Vishen, the Vishen, the Mandoma, so, there is no mandoma. We have 3 mandomas in the Mishneh. So one says only the Shvi, so she's Teho. And Rabbi Yudah says even the Shvi, she's not Teho, if the Dike is made early in the morning. And the Chachomim say Apilu Bishnai. So we say Apilu Bishnai, but they don't say Apilu Bishnai. And here they say, Mali is the title of the Mishneh. So the Mishneh is the mandoma. There is a mandoma who is even more medical than the Chachamim Basroi. And who says that even if the Dike is made early in the morning, on the first day of the flow, so the flow started at 6, and at 7 she made the Dike and found herself clean, and she made no other Dike. And then on the 9th day, on the 10th day, 11th day, she made the Dike and she found herself unclean. So we say, until that moment, on the 10th day, the 11th day, the 9th day, when she made a Dike and found herself unclean, so she assumed everything. Because the Dike at 7 o'clock on the first day of the flow determined her as a Mayan source. As a Mayan source. That's red. So the Gemara says, hey, Vatan, Vinechus, Omar Rebbe, Shoalti es Rabi Yitzchak v'Rav Shimon k'shehoyu malchim diderech. Nido shebot v'atzmo yimzayin shachri, umoto teiro, ubin ashmo sheslo yitzchiso, ulachar ayom in botko umoto tmei yomau, omru leharizu b'chet tachkeim. So then he asked him, shishi chamishi ribi shishi sheini mai, he asked Rabi Yitzchak v'Rav Shimon, omru lo yishne, berishem lo yishalti. So he was sorry that he didn't inquire about fishing, he inquired about all the days after the second, but about the first day, Wie bin der? Wie du ist ich aber ich auch. Oh, du kommst mir leider, dass das du mir keine. Ich bin die Potsak Potsak. Ich bin die Potsak Potsak. Und ich komme mal so weit, wo ich die Hose sage, mein Person. So, das Wort so, wir haben vor dann noch, vor sich. Und jetzt ist es dann keine, dass es auch nicht die Kids later in der Maschine. So, das, und sie haben die Kids screen, so then it determines that she has the mind of Sosomorant. She is the Chastatero. Regardless of the, unproved decay, and in the future days. So it doesn't affect her status. She is there. And then Rabbi Yehuda is the biggest machmir. And he says that he's on the seventh day, so he cannot determine her as the man of Soso unless it is made in Amichom Mayr. But not if it is made early in the morning. And then we have the Chachomim Batshoye, we say, on the seventh, sixth, and fifth, and fourth, and third, and second, yes. He does determine, but on the first not. And then Rebbe, she can see the biggest detail. And Rebbe holds that he's not the first to determine that she, that her mind is mine for soon. Now, this is the sheet of all the Rishayim, like said, the Rajbun, the Rasabayim, and the Rishayim, the Chidushim. So all the Rishayim say that there is a machleket between the Chachomim Vashoye and Rebbe. So naturally, we don't pass like Rebbe, we pass like the Chachon. But the Rajbun, the Rasabayim, and the Rishayim, the Chidushim, they are hailing. And they say, Rebbe is only explanatory of the Chachomim Vashoye. And when the Chachomim Vashoye said, after the Shnai, so it's loved after Shnai. It's loved after Shnai. Why does he mention after the Shnai? Because that's unusual. Because some women have a flow for one day, some women have a flow for 2 days, for 3 days, 4 days, 5 days, 6 days, 7 days. But it's unusual that a woman, when she has a period, so she should have a discharge and stop immediately. So that if she makes a decade, early in the morning, on the first day when the flow started, she's already stable. That's unusual. But if it did happen, so that too determines that a mayon is a mayon. But that's only the sheet of the Rajah. And the all the other Shin Machin. So the mayor they passed like the Chachom. And the Rajbo passed that even if the decay was made early in the morning on the first day. Now. Here, look at the taste day, that's a machet of the day. Omgulay harayzu b'chet t'star, v'im teima, v'kshe de rabiyetzi d'hoch, v'koma v'sagalei v'akhoshe shahdi, ad rabiyetzi d'peri bosine, v'koma v'umayu l'nigo shalo yitzviso v'taro min amin chol mayro, v'itehei b'chet t'astume, al meboye akhoshe, al meboye akhoshe, מן המין חול מיילו, ויש לימה, יהוד של מיילה כשתפו שביים שירו עד תשחרי. ואוכל מיילה, דיבות כל שחרי תומות אחר. So case there says he is very big fish. A very big fish. And the same thing is mentioned by Rashi that in Gimul of Aleph and the Baruch. So Rashi says the same thing. Now, the Chavutah, the Zeletare, the old point out that even though this of faces in the Rashi represents a very big Qumreh, and still neither the Turun or the Mechata nor the Ramon, no one mentions that, no, as if such a sheet hasn't existed. When Taisis in Rashi, Taisis says as follows, in other words, according to Chachomi, so there is a difference between, I mean Taisis doesn't agree with the Rashi and the Mishra. So in the Mele, according to Chachomi Basroye, So only if the decay was made early in the morning on the second day. That's the earliest that it can determine the status of the isha or the reminder of. But if the decay was turned out to be clean, it's made on the first day of the flow, so it doesn't establish a mayon as the minor. So he says, so we could say it's a difference between the first day and the second day. Because the first day is the day on which the mayon was niftach. So anyway, we don't say according to Chachomim Basroye, just because early in the morning on the first day when the mayon was just niftach, And she had a clean PK. The death establishes a milestone. Machine in the second day, so it's already removed from the beginning of the flow. So mainly it does establish a milestone. That's the sheet of the Ramban. And that's the sheet of the Torah. And that's probably the way the Torah Shulchan Aruch and the Bechaber and the Rambam passed it, because they don't even mention. But Teitzvah and Rashi say no. Now there is a difference according to Chachom and Basroi between it can be made on the second day when there is a substantial interval from the beginning of the flow until the moment of the ticket. Or the ticket is made on the first day early in the morning when there is a very slight interval. That doesn't make any difference. The reason is why the Chachom and Basroi are made in the Achilikan level, and they say that if the decay is made on the first day early in the morning, nothing on Minchol Maalot, it doesn't determine her Mayon to be a Mayon Soso, because on the same day she had a real doubt. So Minchol, the same thing would apply to the second day too. When does the Chachamim Basroi say that if a decay is made early in the morning, on the second day, and she finds herself free, and no other decay is made, so then it establishes her status as the status of a Mayan Sosu. And Mayan Sosu, and even if later on, let's say on the 9th day, the 11th day, the 14th day, she finds herself out mayor, so we say, only at that moment she became mayor. But all the time she was taken, because the decay on the second day at 7 o'clock in the morning, determined that a Mayan is Mayan Sosu, that is, if on the second day she never had an unclean. But suppose on the first day let's say on Sunday, so a flow starts, and then on Monday at 6 o'clock in the morning, she made a decay and she found herself unclean. Then at 7 o'clock, she had made another decay and she found herself clean. So then it would have the same thing as a decay made on the first day, because what's the rationale of a decay on the first day that it doesn't determine the mind for soul? Because she already had a discharge that day. But on the second day, if she did not make it, she can find herself angry. So then we presume that she never had a discharge on the second day. So mainly, this decay on the second day establishes a mind source. But if she did make a decay at 6 o'clock in the morning on the second day and find herself angry, and then at 7 o'clock she made another decay and she finds herself clean, so then it does not establish a mind source. This is what Tesis says, that's Tamachet, on the day, and that is also mentioned in Rashi. In Rashi, Dr. Yimu, on the Dale, in Ramat Kolei Tehei. On the second day of the morning, she finds herself unclean. Thirdly, she makes a decay, she finds herself clean. So the Chachon Basroi will say, he does not establish the mind source. Because even though in the seventh day, it doesn't make a difference how far removed it is from the beginning of the flow. As long, the important thing is that on the same day she had the real doubt. So any other decay, if it's prior to Minchel Malo, cannot establish a Minus. But the Ramban in the Hilchas Nideh, at the beginning of Perek Beis, so the Ramban says the counter. And the Ramban, in other words, according to the Ramban, so the Chachom and Basroi distinguish between the Riyah made on the first day and the Riyah made on the second day. Because there is a bigger interval from the beginning, it's removed more from the beginning of the flow. So on the second day, a decay that is clean establishes, gives her a status of Teor, and it determines that it's Mayan Soso, even though there was at the previous decay she turned out to be unclean, but it doesn't matter. And that's the way, so the Chalitab, Siretare, I mean, crazy places. They all say that this is the way the Tur and the Mechaber and the Ramo we pass. Not like Tesis and Rashi, but like the Ramban. That they call it the Chachomim Basroye. There is a distinction between the first day and the second. All right. Now let's see. Let's see the Tur. שיבס יומים שעזוב עושה פרס שעזוב עושה פרס מסחלס ממוח חס יאים שתיסקת וכך משפוט אם תראה שני יומים ושלי שום הוא פוסקו מראיס ודקת ביאים שפוסקו כדי שתרצה גיטר וכוסף הרשבו פוטקו עצמו שחריס ומוצא תאירו עמוד מי שאולי פוטקו בן השמו שיזרים ובחד כסתם רואה זה ימחו דובר דו פוסקו הוא בוטקו עצמו ומוצא תאירו הרים זה בחד כסתם וזה רעש בשיט. Even though it's רואה שאימא יחוד עובד. It's just one day. The first day that the flow started. She made a dike. And she found herself clean and didn't make any other dike. And 10 days later she made a dike and found herself unclean. So we're not chesed. Maybe she was unclean all the time. But we say, her mind was already a mind source of. Now she shows that she's unclean. All right, now she turned out to be unclean. V'yei shemach mirin b'zeh. That's all the other shape. We suffer. Holy Mayona Pursua. But the Rajbo holds that the Rebbe is not Chaymik. That the Rebbe is not Chaymik of the Chachom Basroi. Rebbe is only explanatory of the Chachom Basroi. Umelosh Nadini of Yoroz Dao Yire Shetzricha Shetipsi Gitare. Vina Shmoshe, Shikosa. Vizel Vishayim. Viacha Shetipsi Katam. So this is a very strange Rosh. So the Vishyosef says, Umelosh Nadini of Yoroz Dao Yire Shetzricha Shetipsi Gitare Vina Shmoshe. So the Yosef says that the two assume that his father, the Rosh, passed like Rabbi Yehuda. Why should he pass like Rabbi Yehuda? I mean, when the Chacham and Achil. Because he says, this is how the Yosef explains the Rosh from the two. So that means, even the seventh day. So she has to be painting guitar in Ashmoshes. Otherwise, in the heaven, it's not good. So he says, the Bess Yosef says, that the Rosh didn't mean that. When the Rosh says, physical town Ashmoshes, he only mentions what is the proper thing, Lechatchile. What is the ideal thing, Lechatchile? So of course, the ideal thing, Lechatchile, means that the Bdike should not be made on the seventh day, early in the morning, but that the Bdike should be made somewhere in Ashmoshes. That's the ideal thing. But the Eved, even if the dike is made early in the morning, so it establishes a minor source. But this is the Bess Yosef says is the real kavanah of the Rosh. But the two the Bess Yosef says assume that the Rosh passed like a beauty. Melosh nadin over Rosh al yira shetzlicha shetipsi gitar ben ashmosh shekosa vizel ishen ve'achas nitzit adam kibikasu yop yop because you hear in Ashmoshes, the ancient Tzitzitay, Jerusalem, the Tzil Beish, Choluk, so the Bess Yosef says what the Rosh means is because it's in Ashmoshes, that's the proper thing, but it's not a must, the Eved, but the Tur assumes that the Rosh considers that as a must. I mean, because you think in Ashmoshes, the ancient Tzitzitay, Jerusalem, the Tzil Beish, Choluk, Habodiko, Shein Yekeset, Umiyem Amochos, Tas, Chilis, Kershimoniki, Voi bot kaat lo yim shepos kemuli ra yizu bot kaat ha kimo dalo yomi u mo to sotei o ari yim ches kas me yo ha che posko bitaro shalo yu amin si peres ha che tiktei im posko vi oz min al mo chose yu kol zayin ime asfira tzri lo yiz vi deket lechat kile pa machas be yei now I am that point there is again a machwek es reshein the sheet of the tour and Ramban period base of yu ches nidem is chokin is that lechat kile is that a woman on each day of the Zion King should make one thing. But the spot she thing is that Lechatchile she is required to make two tickets. One in the morning and one before Shkia. So he says, so the two agree to the Kitab Ramban. Ubechol Zion me asfir et Zion is the Lechatchile pa ma'achal v'yei. Ubechol Zion me asfir et Zion is the Kitab Ramban. Kosaf pa ma'ay. Achat achit, achat achit, achat ומיר דה בלעמויאס שיטה יש, but he's a young, he's the biggest maker. דה בלעמויאס שיטה יש, that there is no לחתחילה of making a בדיקה every day, not even one בדיקה every day, because since we pass like Chavleza, that only, we only need two בדיקס on the seventh, on the first, and the seventh, so even לחתחילה she is not required to make more than two בדיקס on the first and the seventh. She doesn't have, לחתחילה according to the בלעמויאס, she doesn't have to make a bika on every day of Zayin Tishrei. But the Torah doesn't even mention the Balamoya Shit. All right. When we say, Vram Yisim Kosh Bamayim HaChashach, Yisim HaChashach, who mil afil loy vodka b'chol HaZayin, elo tam achar, lo ish the vodka b'chol HaZayin. Now we pass like Chavleze, that Rishon and Zayin is enough, damn it. So then there is a machlekes between Rav and Rav Chanin Edav Samachtes, whether Yim Rishon v'lo Yim Chilosi v'lo Yim Teife is enough, or safety below Chalosi is enough. So Rav says that Chalosi below safety is enough, and safety below Chalosi is enough. But Rav Chanina says, no, we must involve even the heaven. So most Rishayim pass in like Rav, that Chalosi below safety is enough, and safety below Chalosi is enough. But the smart passes like Rav Chanina, that we need both Chalosi below safety. מי אפילו בוט קפלא דאי נו באנאך אז לויש נו בוט קומיי מוגיש שו אשיבו אוי דאך דא דוזן רפרזנט דס מאכשיק ווען יי מייש צייב אמיץ לס וואס אין גאב פון דה חתחילה דא דאף דיי אויף זיין די קיי מייסט מייך דא ביק צו מי אפילו בוט קפלא דאי נו באנאך אז לויש נו בוט קומיי מוגיש שו אשיבו אוי דאך די דאך נאם צוי סאג נאו אן דאט פוינט דא איז אגיין מאך דא שיין אקורדינג טו ראפ דא טראפ סייז דאט דאט since we passed like Chavleza, that our Bizarim, Imrish, Mimush, Vim, so it's enough, David, so with Chilose, do we say things enough, David, and say that with Chilose is enough. The question is, so the first day of Zayin Kim, the Dike is enough, and the seventh day is enough. So suppose there is one Dike on one of the days, but it's neither on the first, nor on the seventh, it's on the second. So most Rishayim say, the Raive and the Ramban, and the Tur, that's also enough. Because according to Rav, the Chavosei Goloi Seifei, Seifei Goloi Chavosei, so what is important is one B'dike in the Zayin Kim, over and above, of course, the B'dike of the Tzitare, that's certainly a must. But over and above, the B'dike of the Tzitare, one B'dike, in the Zayin Kim, it doesn't have to be Davke the first, it doesn't have to be Davke the second. It can be on the second, it can be on the fourth, on the sixth, any day. But the Balamoya, the Balamoya is Chelek, and Balamoya says that according to Rav, so that it has to be the Chalosei Eloi Seifei, or Seifei Eloi Chalosei, So Mimele must be Dafke the first or the seventh, but the second will not be enough. So the Toshi thing, Loish the Botko, not like Bamoy, Loish the Botko in the Vishin Shashi, when you are Achim, the Achim, so in Tzak, Loish Botko the Cholashi, what the Mashmi, U Botko, U Motso, to Eilo, Elo, Yim Chesduva, U Mashlem, so Vano, Vishin Psiko, Vitare, Kibish, Loish Botko, Klau, Vizich Hashivo, Cholashivo, period. So that words, but so if the decay is made on one of the Zayin Kim days, it doesn't make any difference when, so it's enough there. But suppose she made a decay of Epsiktare, and then on all the Zayin Kim days, she doesn't make a single decay. But she reminded herself to make a decay on the eighth day. So then it's certainly not enough, because that's already beyond the Zayin Kim. So it has no effect, it has no legal effect, but there is no halacha that the Zayin Kim have to begin immediately after the Hezekare. So even though there was a removal of 7 days without any dike, but she made a dike of Hezekare 7 days before. So Mele, the dike on the eighth day can be considered as the first day of the Zayin Kim. But then she has to count Zayin Kim. And that's the sheet of all the Rishayim, except the Rambam. And the Rambam doesn't even mention it regardless of it. We got any day. The Rambam mentions that in the Gimel Milchas Mitzri Kapore, Aloche Gimel, we got his out. But because each different sound, I mean, there is no difference. The same aloha is Zav. Zav also has to count Zayin Kiv, Zav. The Zav Bal Shtei Riyas, Zav Bal Riyacha, so is the Bal Kerev Aum. But the Zav Bal Shtei Riyas, Zav Bal Shtei Riyas, or Hivu Riyas, has to count Zayin Kiv. So the Rambam says that as long that there has to be besides the Dikya of Epsektare, besides the Dikya of Epsektare, to establish that the Mayim is already a Mayim Sosa. So there has to be another Dikya in the Zayin Kiv. And he says, as long as one Dikya was made, even if it was made on the eighth day, so it's all right. So it's all right. But the Rambam is Yoki. All the other Shemim Achim. Alright, now. Now let's go to the Machat. Simen Kup Talikon. Being with vicious are even of the cause. Shivas Yomim Shazom Sitkaret, Masrim Mochasim Shiposko, the Kachmish Pot, in Kire Beis Yomim Oidimu Posko Melires, with Dekes Beyeim Shiposko, Kedeshetiv Sigbitar, ובדיקה זו תהיה סמוך לבין השמושת. סמוך לבין השמושת. So if one could say, if the Ramo didn't make any comment, if the Ramo didn't make any comment, one could say that he means even the Eved. But it couldn't mean even the Eved. Why couldn't it mean even the Eved? Because then he would pass like a Yehudi. And we don't pass like a Yehudi, we pass like a Chachamim Basroi. But all the Rishonim, Achil can appear as under Rashi, there is a bias in the Ritva. The Rebbe is only explanatory of the Chachamim Basroi. And they hold there is a Machlokes between Rebbe and Chachamim Basroi. So when the Bdikah is made in Rishe, then in the morning, so then it's not good. But if the Bdikah is made in Rishonim, then it is good. So he says, "Bikach mishpoto yitira beit yom imoydimu uposko meireis v'dekez v'yeim sheposko kedei shetipsek bitar u'dikez zu tiye somoch b'nash moshe." He says, "V'chei inei agil mechatzile u'videhved afil loibot ka atzmo rak shachris u'mozo atzmo tehi osagim." Now, so the Ramo says that. Now, let's say the Ramo didn't say that. What would we say? What would we say? That the Mechaba Paskums like Yehudi, I mean that is not Ilal Adas. But we could say something else. Not that the Mechaba Paskums like Yehudi. But we could say, maybe the Mechaba Paskums like the Shita of Rashi that in Gimu and Teitzves. That the difference between the first day of Dika and the first day of Dika and the second day is not a distinction between the first day and the second day per se. But it's a distinction between a dike on a day on which she did not have any discharge and a dike on a day on which she already had a discharge. But if she had a discharge on the seventh day and then she made another dike an hour later and it was clean, so then it's like a dike on the first day. So maybe the mechaba means, the mechaba could mean v'deket v'yem shepos v'kenish. So kach mishpoto, tira beis yom imoidim. Uposko melire. So in other words, v'deket v'yem shepost. So it's the third day. But she saw on that day in the morning, but then later on she stopped. So then he says, since she saw on the third day, so the third day is like the first day. So according to the Rachom Basroye, so memele, evdike, prior to Mincha Umaylo, a bdike prior to Mincha or Milo does not establish a Mayon Sosum. The Mayon is a Mayon Sosum. So Mimele, he says, ubdike ziuti is some of Nash Moshe. So the Ramo points out, no, shouldn't make that mistake. In other words, the Ramo explains the Mechaba. Don't assume that the Mechaba paskins like Rashi daf Nun Gimel and Teisves daf Samaches. No, the Mechaba paskins like the Rambam. So when the Mechaba says, "Uvdike zu tiyeh somoch lebin hashmoshes," so he means lechatchile. But the Eved, even if the Vdike was made early in the morning, "Uvdike zu tiyeh somoch lebin hashmoshes," the Chayim is lechatchile. "Uvdike zu tiyeh somoch lebin hashmoshes," the Eved, 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 umotza atmoteiro sagrita. Inasmuch as it wasn't on the first day, so even though he already had it flow. And the Mechaba, certainly the seed in the Mechaba is reference to the case where she had it discharged on the third day. He says, so she had it discharged for 3 days in succession. And still he says, in respect to that case, why? In other words, he doesn't pass like Rashi and Daisy. Now this is taken from the Rashi. Uleilom yilamit odom lehachmir lechatchile b'seir beisim shetei b'dekes b'yim hefzik taroso b'meir doho v'sheyehei kol bin ashmoshes shetu habdike mutzio midei kol sof. Midei kol sof. So, the Ramor puts in the word lehachmir lechatchile. And if he didn't put in the word lehachmir lechatchile, the words of the Mechaber himself indicative of Lechatchile, he says, Leilom Yilami Dodom Miserbeis. I mean, so that expression, Leilom Yilami Dodom Miserbeis, indicates that it's not invalid. Why did he have to add the Lehach Mili Lechatchile? The Ruch HaShulchon explained it. Now, all right, now, let's for a moment omit the Agoyes Ramon. And then let's proceed with the second seed of the Mechaba. So what does it say? Uleilom yilamid odom lehachmer lechatchila b'seir beisei shebezekes shebezekes b'yim hefzik tarosa b'meir doho v'shehei shom kol bin hashmosh shetzu atiko mitzio midei kol sof. Now the question is this. The Ramor, he explained the Mechaba that when Mechaba said uvdikezu tiyeh somach odin hashmosh es. So he doesn't mean the Eved. It's not that the Mechaber passes like a Yehuda, or it's not even that the Mechaber passes like a Rabbanan Basroye, but he passes like Rashi and Tosfos. That even the seventh day, if there was one Riyah to play, so it's like the first day, and the Bdike that is clean does not establish her status as a Mayim Sosum status. But. When the Mechaber, so the Ramo explained that when the Mechaber said "Uplike zuti esomach min hashmoshes," it only means lechatchile. So what is required according to the Mechaber lechatchile? What is required according to the Mechaber lechatchile? That it should be somach min hashmoshes within half an hour prior to shkia, but it doesn't have to stay inside the whole hashmoshes. She just, let's say, if she puts in a piece of cloth 29 minutes. Prior to Shkia and takes it out immediately, so it's enough. So she fulfills the Chatchila also. That's the pshat. So why does the Mechaber say, Uleilom Yilami Dodom, Viserbeise Shedekel Yenefzitar also? In other words, so that means that the Chatchila it's not enough to put in a piece of cloth within half an hour, some of the Nashmoshes and take it out immediately. But she must leave it for the duration of the Benashmosh. Whether it's half an hour, or 72 minutes, or 90 minutes, or a tenth of a day, or an eighth of a day, whatever the shiur of the Benashmosh is. So there is a spirit. So the Ruch HaShulchan says that when the Ramor put in the words, that's another level of Lechatchile. In other words, the first Lechatchile, when he says, that's obligatory, but it's not Naki the Eved. But if she fails to do it, even though it's not Naki the Eved, but she has an Aveire. She was Eved, or she was Mivatel Takonis Rachonik. Just like a woman who fails to make Bdikas every day with Zayniki. It's not Naki, but she certainly has an Aveire. So the same thing is true of the first Lechatchile. Uvdikezutiye somach min hashmoshes. That's obligatory as a Lechatchile. Masheike, the second Lechatchile, that's what he mentioned. Lehach Lechatchile, that's a Midas Chassidus. It's not obligatory. This is how the Ruch HaShulchan explained it. And because of that, he reprimands those women who are makbi. So when they make the tikkun of hefzik tare to leave a piece of cloth a piece of wall inside the whole Benash Moshes, and the whole Hashulchan was a pesach, not only for his city, the Baradok, he was a pesach for Klal Yisrael. So the Hashulchan knew that this practice of by women of leaving a piece of cloth for the whole Benash Moshes creates many, many problems. And you find many, many tshuvas, because that causes an irritation many times. So because of that, he reprimands the women who every time they make a dikah of sektare, they leave the piece of cloth, the whole Benash Moshes. And he says they should not do it unless they know that it cannot cause any irritation. Because if it causes an irritation, then she might leave, and then there'll be all kinds of shyness, all kinds of problems, all kinds of tourists there because of that, because it's caused. So he says that when the Rabbi Mechava says, the way Milami Dodom, Lehachne Lechatchile Biseo Beise, Lehachne Lechatchile Biseo Beise, so it's only a Biseo. Mashiach in the first Lechatchile is obligatory. So it's two Lechatchile. As a matter of fact, there are some rabboni in New York who are so machmir on that, and that they pass through that this is a must. In other words, that if the dikya of sektare is not made, is not left for the whole Benash Moshes, then the dikya is no dikya, and because of that chumre, so that led to many kulis. There are many very orthodox women in New York. Because I know, I mean, it came to me, and I reprimanded them, even though I don't like to reverse the psak of other rabbonim, but sometimes there is no other alternative. So some women got the psak from certain rabbonim that she must leave the piece of cloth inside the whole Benash Moshes. All right, that's all right. It's a mitzvah to do it. So some rabbonim in New York passed that even if she has to make the tikka of that sektare on Shabbos, and she has to go away, so she should go in the street with the piece of cloth inside. And that's real chil Shabbos. Because if a woman goes outside on Shabbos with a piece of cloth inside, so that's it. That's a gemara in Shabbos daf yudalet. That's like izav, that it's yeitzei, v'kisei, so it's chayav v'chatos. So if a woman wants to leave the, of course she should do it. If he doesn't create any problems, so by all means she should do it, because the Mechaba says so, if he doesn't create any problems. But on Shabbos, if she is not allowed to go outside if she has a piece of cloth inside. If she does, so she's Mechalel Shabbos. All right. Now, let's see the next scene. Roa so yemecha dova, uposko boi beyein, צריכו לבדק עצמו במהיר דוחוק, ושיהי שום כל בין השמושת. כל בין השמושת. So he says, ראש או ימי חודו ועד, in other words, in the first scene, yes?
Does this mean that a woman who is actually menstruating can't wear a tampon outside of the office or a protest?
Should not. Should not go outside. It's a Nisa Gomo. It's Chil Shabbos. If she goes outside with the tempex inside, either she takes it out or she doesn't go outside, that's all. Roa so yemechot bilvat, uposko boi biyoi, tzricho mizik atzmo bimeir dochuk, vishehei shom kolbin ashmoshet. Shehei shom kolbin ashmoshet. So now that's the machlekes between Rebbe and the Chachomim Basroye, according to Moses Rishenu. But, so according to the Rajbo, So he says, so look at the Rashi, he says, the Mechada. Roa so yimecho dovav, he doesn't take the Paschal like the Rashi. So Memele Kolim Chachomim Basroye, if the Bdike will be made in the morning, so then in the Eved it's no Bdike. It's no Bdike, because he doesn't establish a status of a Mayon Sosu. Of a Mayon Sosu. So it has to be min Amin Chol Amayro. What does it mean min Amin Chol Amayro? So min amin chol mailo is a must, even the Eved. So there's a machloike between the Berek Abayis and Rashi. According to the Berek Abayis, min amin chol mailo means Chilas Michotano, and according to Rashi and Rabbi Mitbadim Batnor in the Mishneh, it means Sof Michotano. It means within half an hour of the Shkia, of the Shkia. But the Eved, there is no halacha that it must stay the whole Bina Shmoshes. So even according to Rashi and Rabbi Nevadim Batinor, that Ben Amincho, Lailo means Soif Amincho. So the Tikkun must be made Somuch to Shkia, but it doesn't mean that in order to establish a Mayom Sosum, it must be kept inside the whole duration of the Minash Moshe, that's not. But there, the Lechatchila is obligatory. That's the difference. So he says, Ruasa Yimecho Dovadu Poscho Bebenei, Sricho Ritnik Atzmo Bimeir Dochuk, Vishayehei Shomko Minash Moshe. So it's obligatory in this case, this staying of the Brinash Moshes is obligatory. Shei Shom Kuvash Moshes. But to be the Eved, so the Ramo says, in Vokto Atzmo, Somuch Le Brinash Moshes, in Vokto Atzmo Teiro, Av Al Pi Shelo Yo Somuch Etzlo, Kol Brinash Moshes Sam. So, in other words, the first Lechatchile in Sif Aleph is obligatory. The Lechatchile of the Mechaber in Sif Beis is obligatory. The second lechatchila in the mechaber, ulei lo milami dodem lahakul lechatchila. That's a mirus chesed. That's mirus. All right. Avod bikashachris loy mehane. Hoyu v'liro aso rakimecho. Right. Hoyu v'liro aso rakimecho. He says Rashbo the Rambam b'shemei shemei. Why do we say Rashbo? The Rashbo shite is the contrary. So the Rashbo says that that's his shite. So he says, he doesn't want to pass in neged all the other shapes. So Mele, he mentions Rashbo Beramba. Alright. So that's where you come. Alright. Now let's turn to the Agoyes Ramo and Sipal. Yeshem, in his parallel, Hakol, Alvis, the Ilayim Godel, in the Hebrew Lizday, Oz Nuvish Lebonim, Vilahaskil Limnes Lima Mochos, Miacha, the Akol, Glorosu, Eitzilayo, Tumas Abesh. It's a very big Kriyash. So in other words, it's very strange. And the Tumas Abesh applies it not only to a Friday afternoon, where the call doubled Arvis early. So then, can explain it on the basis of this Shabbos. So some Levites already consider that the Kishas Hayim has begun. No, he applied it to every day. Because Mamde Ovid ki Maravi to Mamde Ovid ki Maravi. So one can daven Minche before Plaga Minche and daven Mayrin before Shkiyeh after Plaga Minche. Because maybe the Aloche is like Rabbi Yehuda. So Levites says that if the call David Alvis early, Vedayim Godel, it's after Plagamimche, but it's still day. So, Eino Yechevo this day, Oz, Rubish, Vivonim, Ulahasra, Rubilis, Lima Mocho, Miacha, Beako, Kvoroso, Yisrael, it's a very strange thing. Why is it? So, is Eino Yechevo live because Rubish, Vivonim, Ulahasra, Rubilis, Lima Mocho. Because, in other words, Aloha is on the day when she stops reading. So she makes a tikka pesetare, and then the next day is the first day of the Zayniki. First day of the Zayniki. So he says, suppose she stopped reading on a Sunday. And she made the hefsektare, she made efter flagamich. And the call already done with my reading, but it's still an hour before Shkia. So the Monday day cannot be considered by her as the first day of the Zayniki. But she'll have to make another Hefsektare tomorrow before the call of Dav Mairi, and then the Tuesday day will be the first day of the Zayniki. Why? Because in view of the fact that the call already Dav Money, so it's already considered as if it is money. Why should it be considered as money? The Chola Poches, if he had mentioned it in connection with the Friday afternoon, so you could say, because of Mitzvah Shabbos, so Mitzvah Shabbos is Chal, so the Shabbos day has already begun. But he applies it to an ordinary day. So we see one thing, of course it's a big creation, a very big creation. But we see one thing. This halacha of Rav Yehuda, that Rav Yehuda says that after Bar Micha he can daven Ma'ariv, so it can be explained in two ways. Either it's a special halacha that the zman of Ma'ariv does not depend upon night. It doesn't depend upon night. It has a zman, Bar Micha, or not. Ma'ariv, Tfilah Seref, what is Ma'ariv? Ma'ariv means Tfilah Seref. So the mechayev of Ma'ariv is the night. The night. So why does Rav Yehuda say that after Plag HaMincha he can daven Ma'ariv? Because Rav Yehuda holds, now Rav Yehuda holds that after Plag HaMincha regarding Ma'ariv it's already considered, that regarding Tomei Shalvin Habayit. So it's already considered as it is, because why can he daven Ma'ariv after Plag HaMincha? Because he couldn't daven Mincha. After Plagamincha called Rav Yehuda. Why couldn't he have Mincha after Plagamincha called Rav Yehuda? Because he couldn't be Makir the Tomei Shalvin Habayim after Plagamincha. So in other words, the Tomei Shalvin Habayim can be offered only when it's day, not when it's already evening. So Rigabi Tomei Shalvin Habayim, Rigabi Mincha, Rigabi Ma'ari, so according to Rav Yehuda, after Plagamincha it's already considered Laila. That we see from the Tomei Zadeshen. Because if it's not on account of the fact that we got the Ma'ariv, we got the Mincha, we got the Ma'ariv, we got the Tomei Shalvin Habayim, after Plagah Mincha is already considered Erev. So what Shaykha said does it have regarding the Sphere of Zayin King? Sphere of Zayin King means that the 7 days begin, all right? Why couldn't they begin after a decade that took place after the Ma'ariv? The answer is, if the cold doesn't mind it, that means the cold treated, let's say it's now 5 o'clock and we already doesn't mind it. So that means they treated the balance of the daylight as part of the night, of the incoming night, evening. So Mimele, she has to make another Bika Pepsektare Monday, and start the Zayin Kinyin with the Tuesday day. With the Tuesday day. Now, so there is a machlekes between the Tumas Adeshin and the Rush. That has to do with Hilchas Tefillah and Hilchas Shabbos. What is Plag HaMincha? Plag HaMincha is Shor v'Reva Shor before night. So what does it mean? Does it mean Shor v'Reva Shor before Tzitzak Chovim, or Shor v'Reva Shor before Shti? So the Trumas Adeshin Shiti is that it means Shor v'Reva Shor before night. So the Mele, if we, before Tzitzak Chovim, before Tzitzak Chovim. And the Trumas Adeshin Shiti is, the Trumas Adeshin Shiti is that Tzitzak Chovim is 72 minutes after Shti. So Shor v'Reva Shor, 75 minutes. Before Tzitzak Chovim means what? Means 3 minutes before Shkia. So the Mele, according to the Tzadeshin, you can understand it very well. Why does it have, so in other words, when Rav Yehuda says that after Plag HaMincha you cannot daven Mincha, you can daven Ma'ariv, so that means 3 minutes. I mean, I'm talking of an Equinox day. So 3 minutes prior to sunset. 3 minutes prior to sunset. And what does sunset mean? Sunset means when the cold of Hashemesh is set below the horizon. He set below the horizon. Now it takes between 3 and 4 minutes, depending upon the latitude, for the sun, from the time it begins to set below the horizon until the whole of Hashemesh is set below the horizon. Of course, the whole thing is a visual phenomenon. So, but it takes between 3 and 4 minutes. So we can understand that according to Trumas Adeshin, we can understand that. Because the Trumas Adeshin's own shitty is that Plag HaMincha means Flagaminchamins show the Ravasho before Tzitzak Chori. And that happens to be, I don't know, 1 o'clock today, 3 minutes before Shkia. So 3 minutes before, what is Shkia when the whole Vashemesh is at the Lord arises? So 3 minutes before Shkia represents the time when the sun begins to set the Lord arising. So then it's not unreasonable to say that with Gabi Minchen, my rib is already considered Lilo, because the sun has already begun to set the Lord arising. He said, well, I said, even though the according to the Tosafot agreed to the Shita of Hametam, so even after the whole Guf Hashem is set to Lord arising, it still didn't come on Kolatere Kure. But it can be considered as Lilo in regard to certain things. But we couldn't limit that Shita of the Tosafot. Only a limited Tosafot in his own Shita, because that's just a coincidence. I'm just pointing out that according to Tosafot in his own Shita, so we understand it better. But this is only a coincidence. And the Shita of Tumas Hadeshen applies even if we don't accept the other Shita of Tumas Hadeshen. Because even if we say that the Pagamin Chanim show the Rebbe show before Shkieh, show the Rebbe show, so that means at 4:45 and in the Equinox day, so it's also, according to the Tumas Hadeshen, it's considered like Gabi Minchen, mainly it's considered like. So 4:45 with Gabi Minchen, my rib is considered Lilo. So the main assist is considered Lilo, and if the Dikeh was made, that Dikeh of the Tzara was made at 5, so she cannot start the Zayiniki with the next day. But the next day she must make another Dikeh of the Sektare, and the following day has to be the first day of the Zayiniki. Alright. V'yeshemrim dimuter afilosa akol Shabbat. So in other words, there's the Ogul. The Ogul is Telekan Tumas Hadeshen. So the Tumas Hadeshen applies his Shite even the Gabei Yerim Achel. And the Ogul is Chele Kidin the Gabei Shabbos. Because one could distinguish between Friday afternoon, if the Dikar has a town, it's made Friday afternoon after the people on the Kabul Shabbos. So then the Gushas Hanim has begun. Some maybe can say it's already not Friday. It's already Shabbos because of the Aloha of Kabul Shabbos, of the Shabbos. But if it's an Yerim Achel, they're not. But the fact is that those who apply the shi, who entertain the shi, they apply it even to Yom Achel, and those who are Achelei reject the shi, they even vis-a-vis Shabbat. V'yishem li limuter af lo tachol Shabbat. V'nei agim mechatzim alo yizoyer, u'v'de'evet ein lochish, u'mikzas noshim nei ageis, shi'ipos koki dem borchu, v'chos bol v'riz kesem mo'idam, v'ichim eisviroso, עוד מפסיקין אפילו אחר ברוך הוא, אם נזכר כבו סמוך לארץ, וכי שביעי דבר זה לא ידעת, ואין מינכי גדולו, כי חי קיבלו מאיזה חוכם שאיר עליהם, והוא מן הכוסים. So, the Eved, we are not חי שיש פה דשיטה of the Tumas Hadeshen. We rely on the sheet of the Ob. So what is called the Eved? So according to the way the Shach explains it, not according to the way the Bach explains it, but according to the way the Shach explains it, so even on the day of the Hefsek Tara, where the Hefsek Tara is made, so if it is possible for the woman, if it is possible, so in other words, so when we say that Lechatchile we have to the Chayishish for the Shita of the Tumas Hadeshen, if it is possible for the woman to make the Dike before the Tzibodavus. And she neglected it. It was possible. She knows whether the flow stopped already or not. She has a argosha whether the flow stopped or not. So lechatchile we have to be chesheish for the sheet of the Tumas Hadeshen. So if she feels that the flow stopped already early in the morning, so mele, she should make the tikkah of a sektare. So she should make the tikkah of sektare in order to the chesheish for the sheet of the Tumas Hadeshen. If the tzibo davus, let's say before Shkia, Mayri, she should make the Dike of a sektare prior to the davening of Mayri by the Tzibo. And if she just neglected it, and she made the Dike of a sektare after the Tzibo davening Mayri, so then she cannot start counting with the next day the Zayiniki. But she has to make another Dike the next day and start the Zayiniki with the following day. Masha'ikin is the woman feels that she is going, that the flow is going to stop this day. But it will take another 2 hours until it will stop. So maybe she was not in a position to make the bdikah of Etektare prior to the davening of Ma'ariv by the Tzibur. Because she knows that if she made the bdikah then, she would be unclean. But she knows half an hour later, by that time, she would be clean. So maybe that's considered like that. That's considered like that. This is the way the Shah explains drama. Now let's see the Shah. כדי שתפסיק בתאר ונשמות. רק שחס אני מבייס מריוס ואיר. ליחד הכל כבר עושו הפרופי שעדיין הגיעו להספר בער. תחום השדה של שום. So even though she didn't dumb my life, we see from the תחום השדה we see that the universal practice of women at the time of the תחום השדה was that not only that they dumb every day שחס and נמחה, but that they dumb my life. Because in the universal practice of the women at that time had been not to daven ma'ariv as it is today, so today, so even no shitzit konyes, I mean they don't daven during the week, only on Shabbos they daven. And if they, some of these no shitzit konyes, if they'll see another woman or a girl who davens every day, they'll consider it as yure, I mean as a big chutzpah, I mean how does she dare daven every day, I mean to do a thing like that. But we see from the Tumas Adeshen, that it was the universal practice of women to daven all the three Shemin Esrei, even Ma'ariv, because he says, Aval Pisha Adayim Hilul Yisbal Ha'avis, apparently, it's a derech to daven Ma'ariv. Atil Oso Akol Shabbos, Ki Ahim Teitzves L'Shayech L'Nig Yenide. That's the Shita Lo, Bitzorich of Dalet Choyz. That's what the Olbo says, Bitzorich of Dalet Choyz. This is a very strange, very strange. Shach. The Chayisa the Perik Naro B'Teitzves, the Mosul of the Shabbos is Yom Tevi. The Mosul of the Shabbos is Yom Tevi. So their Teitzves says, that the Ramasro, their Teitzves, that Memchez, in Memzayim Ksuves, that even though there is Aloha of Teitzves Shabbos, but Aloha of Teitzves Shabbos has application to Meloha. So in other words, if someone was Mekabel Shabbos early, he's not allowed to do Meloha. But as far as the Isser of getting married on Shabbos is concerned, so that's one more Shin Teitzah. There is another Shin Teitzah to the contrary. So Teitzah says there that if someone was Mikabel Shabbos early after Plagamina, was Mikabel Shabbos early after Plagamina. Yes, definitely, it can be. All right, now, so if... So Teisve says there, after Zion, that there is another shita, that let's say, if someone was Mikabel Shabbos early, after Plagamina, and then he wants to get married. It's still before Shkia, but he was Mikabel Shabbos. So he's allowed to get married. Even though a lazy noshin Shabbos is Yom Tevi, but that's only that Israel of a lazy noshin Shabbos is Yom Tevi applies only to the Tzumishonim. But if it's not the Tzumishonim of Shabbos is Yom Tevi, just the Teis for Shabbos, so that has application to Meloch, but not to the Yisrael of Yisrael Noshim, the Shabbos one. So in other words, so what Shaykhah does it at the end? So we see that Teisves does not mean, so that's Aminit, the Kavuchim of logic. So we see from the Teisves that even though he was the Kavuch Shabbos, so it doesn't mean that the Shabbos day has begun, we got everything. For Raya, we got the Yisrael of Yisrael Noshim, the Shabbos, and the Yom Tev, it doesn't apply. So certainly, Allah has come with Havo, that Ligabe is spirits of Zion and Kiv. So it's not considered that it's already beyond fire. So Ligabe Zion and Kiv, it's considered that it's still fire. V'chein yishrayim yisvira seimer. nu ich hat viel und leile a viel berg schaden die tinte schaden der reise die kriegen mach was mal zu besser wie zu hat kann ich noch so in other words we don't say that if someone let's say that if Friday night is the is a hados o yei boima so and the davin the davin mairi early before shkia so he doesn't give him the wine to count the sphere early. Because the Gabi Sphere, it's not the Shabbat day yet, it's not the Friday day. So it's not the 11th day in the Ina. You see. So here too, the Gabi Sphere, Zayin Mikina. At Karoshin Ogom Shem Avil, Mash Mitzvorov, Mikol Haon Raya, Zav Alpi Shei Spalo, He Gamti, Vosos of Shabbat Smuta. Vichim Da Asefat Nagdil and Bichuvet. Shehivi, Shehivi At Tumas Adeshen Shom. Da Afim Spalo, Yalvi Smuta. Ayin Shom Di Tumas Adeshen. Uvize, Mash Kosov Arada, Tumas Akol Shabbat, Horekova. Atiloso akol gam kinsha. Vigam, vigam. In other words, so the Ogo says, the Ogo is here according to the commentation. So even as long as the symbol doesn't violate, so she cannot start with IMD, even though she did not have violence. And according to the Ogo, so even though the symbol and she doesn't violate, she can still start with IMD with an exit. והגודל, עובי מיירי, זה רבי זר, הלוקות הפכים איתו. הלוקות עבדו הרב, אם נספר לו יער ויסעים להופיע. אפילו דרך, כאילו כמה. וכאן, שום מבוא, now here is a very strange, שעק, זה מידה מיודה, אני פונית לה. מבוא המאוהב אותי לאיתי, זה אף להמחירי, חי מעט חובדה לצ'וי, ניקי,